This is EOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports U.S. and other frustrated mediators are calling on Israel and Hamas to resume Gaza talks.
Leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have jointly demanded Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks on the war in Gaza next week. The leaders say that only the details of carrying out a ceasefire and hostage release remain to be negotiated. In a joint statement, they say that there is no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has accepted the invitation. Since Hamas militants killed 1,200 people in Israel on October 7th, Israel's offensive in Gaza has killed nearly 40,000 people. I'm Norman Hall.
Russian and Ukrainian forces clashed in Russia's Kursk region for a third consecutive day on Thursday, according to Russia's defense ministry. But while Ukrainian officials are saying little, the incursion appears to have the blessing of the United States. VOA's Jeff Selden explains.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh telling reporters the U.S. still does not support any long-range Ukrainian attacks into Russia. But she says this is different.
They are taking actions to protect themselves from attacks that are coming from a region that are within the U.S. policy of where they can operate, our weapons, our systems, our capabilities.
Singh also says the U.S. sees the Ukrainian actions advancing by some estimates as far as 10 kilometers into Russia as defensive. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities say two suspected attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the strategic Bel El Mandeb Strait that links the Gulf of Aden to the Red Sea. The Houthis did not immediately claim the assaults on Thursday and Friday, though they follow a months-long campaign.